has the Earth warmed in the last 18 years or not? Let's hear from both men. Firstly, Dr. Moore.
Well, the satellite record shows zero warming in the last 18 years, despite the fact that one quarter of all the CO2 we have ever emitted because of the rapidly increasing rate of CO2 emissions from China and Russia and Indonesia and India and the United States and around the world has happened in the last 18 years. So there's a tremendous disconnect between the rate of carbon dioxide buildup in the atmosphere and the warming, which has essentially disappeared, gone to zero in the last 18 years.
Let's get the professor's answer to that.
Well, first of all, I should clarify, I'm actually not a professor.
Oh, my apologies.
So,
well, you can be for one night. You can be for one night.
Thank you.
Perhaps you might tell our viewers what exactly your position is, Urban.
I'm Deputy CEO at the Climate Institute.
Right.
So the core issue is that Patrick's entitled to his opinion. As the public and as policymakers and the media commentators, we need to make a judgment based on the evidence, and I think everyone would agree with that. If you look at the evidence that is put forward by CSIRO, NASA, every major research institution on the planet, they've all come to basically the same conclusion, that the world is continuing to warm, albeit not as fast as it was, and that human activities is the principal cause behind that.
Erwin, I don't know, you blokes have sort of learnt all this stuff off, and you say, well, if I keep repeating it often enough, someone will believe me. You mentioned NASA. I've got a quote here from NASA. In the 21st century, greenhouse gases have continued to accumulate in the atmosphere, just as they did in the 20th century. But global average surface temperatures have stopped rising in tandem with the gases. Dr. Moore, isn't that what you were saying?
Exactly.
The issue is, I think we need to disconnect two issues here. One is, absolutely right, the level of emissions that we are putting into the atmosphere from carbon pollution has been increasingly very rapidly in the last few years. Surface temperature, based on all the evidence that's been put forward by the international community, are increasing. But that doesn't mean to say other things aren't happening at the moment. But we've created a change in the LNG balance of the climate system, which is the equivalent, roughly, of detonating about four atomic bombs about the size of Hiroshima every second. That heat and energy has to go somewhere. Some of it's going into the surface temperature, some of it's going into the ocean, some of it's melting ice, and the overall picture is very clear.
That is a seriously silly analogy to talk about Hiroshima bombs exploding.
Absolutely.
What you're saying is that you believe that more heat is coming into the Earth's system And you don't know where it's going. Some people are saying it's in the deep ocean now. It's hiding in the deep ocean. That's where they've postulated it must be going.
And that's been disproved.
Because it's not warming the atmosphere. Mm. But the fact is, it's possible that heat is actually not coming in to the Earth's atmosphere because climate sensitivity to carbon dioxide is nowhere near as much as people thought before. And many people are now beginning to think that the positive feedbacks that they were building into these computer models are wrong, and there may in fact be a negative feedback to CO2 increase. All else being equal, it is true that carbon dioxide would cause some warming. But what if the water vapor actually suppresses the CO2's impact? Because all else is not equal. There are many factors at work here.